Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, April 6. Reuters has released a concerning new report based on insiders, which claims that Tesla workers were sharing private videos filmed by customer vehicles. Tesla vehicles are equipped with an array of cameras that are primarily used for autopilot and self-driving efforts. But Tesla also has the hardware to power surveillance features like TeslaCam and Sentry Mode, basically the integrated dashcam features. The publication claims to have interviewed 9 former employees who explained that workers would often internally share videos from customer vehicles. The workers were reportedly sharing embarrassing videos, such as owners being filmed naked in their cars. Tesla says that the videos it collects from its fleet are all anonymous and can't be traced back to owners. But if this report is proven to be true, it opens up new problems for privacy and users. Some of Tesla's workers do have access to video footage, most notable when used for data labeling, a job which some of the workers have described as unsatisfactory, especially in terms of pay. As a public service announcement, we would like to remind you that, ultimately, Tesla owners can decide whether or not Tesla can collect videos from their vehicles. Tesla has now released its Master Plan Part 3, which is basically the white paper with the math behind their plan to save the world. Unlike Part 1 and 2, Tesla didn't release just a short, concise blog post, but instead incorporated it into their Investor Day presentation, stating that the overarching goal is to create a sustainable future in terms of energy. The new highly detailed plan is available on our site, electrek.co. But, to give you the skinny, it goes into detail explaining a, quote, proposed path to reach a sustainable global energy economy through end-use electrification and sustainable electricity generation and storage. Volkswagen's electric version of the iconic microbus, the Volkswagen ID. Buzz, just got a little more adventure-friendly. Custom German auto tuner called ABT revealed today that it has developed a solar module to fit the roof of the ID. Buzz. The company claims that it will add roughly 1,800 miles per year, which is an interesting figure to use. I'm not sure if they figured in seasonal changes to this broad estimate, but we'll just move on. The solar panels mounted on the vehicle's roof can send up to 600 watts to the electric van's battery pack while driving or parked, and they have plans to expand output to over 1,000 watts. Energy from the solar panels can be used to power other electronics, like a refrigerator or interior lighting, which seems a little more practical. ABT says it will begin series production of the new ID. Buzz solar roof at the beginning of 2024, with Volkswagen Service carrying out the conversion close to the factory. Ford introduced a new artificial intelligence-based technology called Ford Pro Trailer Hitch Assist. It can automatically back up and align the F-150 Lightning pickup to a hitch ball on a trailer. I mean, we've all been there, trying to line up the hitch with that little ball, and it's a skill that I wish that I had practiced instead of balloon animals. But unlike kids' birthday parties, the new Trailer Hitch Assist from Ford Pro uses machine learning and computer vision to automate the process. Ford says that the Pro Trailer Hitch Assist system was developed in-house with over 60 patents and will get better over time with software updates. After teasing the all-electric compact van several times, Ford finally took the sheets off its third electric van on Thursday, called the E-Transit Courier. Unfortunately, it's just for the European market, at least for now. The new van will come with an additional 25% load volume and more flexible load area. With an all-new body design and increased dimensions, the E-Transit Courier can carry 2 Euro pallets. Ford upgraded the interior with a digital dashboard and touchscreen display. The automaker says it expects the E-Transit to have significantly lower ownership costs, with non-scheduled maintenance costs to forecast at 35% lower than diesel-powered models. After removing the quad-motor MaxPack R1T from its configurator last December, Rivian has followed through on its promise to deliver a higher horsepower, so-called performance dual-motor option, for the reservation holders. As of today, Rivian's R1T configurator now features the performance dual-motor powertrain option alongside the EPA range for the MaxPack. As initially advertised, Rivian's performance configuration delivers 700 horsepower and 400 miles of range with the selectable Max Pack. Delivery windows are currently being updated with battery, motor, and wheel sizes all playing a part. Polestar says that it remains on track to hit 80,000 deliveries this year after delivering roughly 12,000 vehicles in the first quarter. They actually delivered 51,491 vehicles in the year of 2022, which was up 80% from the previous year, and it actually beat their 50,000 annual global volume target. But now, Polestar looks to maintain their pace in 2023. Although the first quarter of 23 is actually a significant decrease from the last quarter of 22, but Polestar is hoping for another big year. They are set to launch their SUV for the electric age, as they call it, the Polestar 3 model, which is later this year. And they've actually planned an aggressive $20 million marketing campaign. I'm sure this is not the last that we'll be hearing of the Polestar 3, mostly from social media advertising, radio, TV, and so on. Walmart plans to build its own coast-to-coast EV fast charging network by 2030. Walmart already has nearly 1,300 EV fast charger stations that's done in partnership with Electrify America, this at 280 of their U.S. retail locations. A new initiative will promote coast-to-coast network across thousands of Walmart stores, but also Sam's Club stores by 2030. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Dana Pearson says, "Great show, as always." Thank you very much, Dana, and welcome to the channel. And thanks for watching Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.